This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2024 Libra Full Moon Lunar Eclipse. The full moon takes place on March 25th, 2024 at 12 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 3 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 7 a.m. Universal Time at 5 degrees Aries, 7 minutes, 5 degrees Libra, 7 minutes. Easy peasy are not words that normally come to mind heading into an eclipse. In the scheme of this year's eclipses, though, March's lunar event is surprisingly chill. It's a full moon in Libra with regenerative and stabilizing powers and only an undercurrent of discomfort. Unless you have placements at 5 degrees of cardinal, Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, it will probably feel only a little more intense than a garden variety full moon. And even if you do have early cardinal placements, this lunation is not likely to rock your world, unlike its firecracker-enhanced solar eclipse in April. A lunar eclipse escalates and amplifies the emotional dramas of a full moon and laces them with revelations, chapter endings, and significant departures. This month's event in Libra puts relationships in the center of the action. The Aries-Libra polarity pits the individual against the partner or the union. The individual is getting the advantage and a power-up, too, during the current eclipses. They're revising relationship rules, our internal ones as well as those we have made or presumed with others. They're encouraging all of us to stop worrying about or waiting for other people and do our own thing. Relationship revision is the focus of this stage, halfway through this eclipse cycle, which runs from March 2023 to 2025. Approach current developments as a pivot point. We're at a moment of reflection and revelation, and the aftermath will not be business as usual. Revelations are showing what's really been going on outside your awareness or field of vision or within you. They're identifying where renegotiation is needed and especially where goodbyes are in order. Some of those goodbyes will take care of themselves. Others may need an assist. Deep and lasting revisions and endings come relatively easily with the moon in the opportunity aspect of a sextile to Pluto, agent of unavoidable evolutionary change. Sure, some stinging may be involved, but Pluto does surgery with a sharp and efficient scalpel. Instead of the Libran butter knife approach, gentler but ultimately more prolonged and painful. Links to Pluto open access to the rumblings in our psyches. Connecting to your own truth is possible, though it may require some courage and internal candor. Pay attention to your gut or hunches or feelings of something being off balance. If a sensation or a suspicion won't turn off, that's important information. Two influences are driving it. One is the sextile to Pluto. Pluto aspects run 24/7. You can't evade them by taking a nap or trying to jam the signal. They're ever present when you go to sleep and when you wake up and running through your dreams as well. They're also steering other people, so be warned. The other influence is subtler but equally unavoidable. The semi-sextile from Mars to the Moon is a nagging, annoying irritant. The cause isn't obvious, but the sensation is persistent, urging you to look for and at the source. This is also affecting other people, so be warned. The upshot? It's time to act on undercurrents that have been swirling for a while. from dissatisfaction, disconnects, and drifting apart to power imbalances and restrictions on being yourself. The general vibe favors arrangements we can stick to and preferably ones we actually desire. Libra's ruler Venus, goddess of love, is barely past a conjunction with Saturn, planet of structure, commitment, and adulting. Stability and staying power are in demand. And if a situation is stifling us, we're apt to shake it off or see it removed from our lives. Venus's sextile, beneficent, expansive Jupiter, and the other cosmic change agent, Uranus, quick change artist, awakener, and liberator. She's in charge of this link since they are in her earthly home of Taurus. This means huge, quick, sudden disruptions, breaks, and breakthroughs are possible, and they're all for our ultimate good. The title of a short story collection by Grace Paley sums up the potential: enormous changes at the last minute. Some of the change and some of the benefits may show up in a month when Jupiter and Uranus complete their conjunction at 21 degrees Taurus on April 20th. And while volatility is part of any eclipse and any aspect to Uranus, this one still falls on the gentler side. It feels more like ribbons untying and fluttering on the breeze. Let them float away. And voice your needs in the connections that stay. The other person may be more open to switching up the ground rules. It does not hurt to ask, and it may help. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcast, sign up for my newsletter, and book a session with me. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I'm really grateful to the people who support my work there. I host the show Celestial Compass on OM Times Radio and TV on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook on the page Empowerment Unlimited and in the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I post on Instagram and Threads at K.A. Beal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.